Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is May 30th, 2021, and this is episode 20, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book, If You Think You Can, 13 Laws That Govern the Performance of High Achievers by T.J. Hoisington. This audible book will help you understand the governing laws that will help you to achieve your desired dreams. The reality is that you have greatness within you. We are the masters of our fate and the creators of our destiny. Your past failures cannot determine your future failures. Your potential inside is enormous. However, in order to unleash your potential and achieve your goals, you must understand and apply the governing laws that turns dreams into reality. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Law number one, the power of decisions. Just as great power exists within a tiny seed, explosive power resides within you. Your decisions are the means to unleashing that power. Everything starts with a decision. Don't go where the path may lead, go where there is no path and leave a trail. All achievement is a direct result of the power of decisions. Wherever you are today is simply the result of your thoughts and beliefs. These transform into desires, which transform into decisions. If you want to change your life, change your decisions. The word decision comes from the Latin decidere, which means to cut from. In order to have new outcomes, we must begin by making new decisions. Indecision is the thief of opportunity. Any decision is better than no decision. Law number two, demanding the best from yourself. Everything you have right now in your life is a reflection of what you expect to have and your commitment to it. What you expect, that you shall find. When you want something badly enough, you will do whatever it takes to get it. The most pervasive disease in the world is the disease of mediocrity. If you will change, everything will change for you. When you make the entire shift from interest to commitment, only then will you hold yourself at a higher standard and begin producing results accordingly. Unless you are willing to go beyond what you have already mastered, you will never grow. Law number three, taking time to work on you. If you want more, then you must become more. The biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. The secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his opportunity when it comes. If a person will spend 1 hour a day on the same subject for 5 years, that person will become an expert on that subject. Do the things that you do not like to do by becoming disciplined. Discipline is defined as doing what you need to do when you need to do it, whether you like it or not. People who are disciplined have the power to change every aspect of their lives. Discipline can help you from being good to becoming great. Law number four, master your thinking. All achievement or defeat is born in the moment of thought. Whatever thoughts you allow to dominate your mind will have a direct impact on what you attract into your life. We are what we think about all day long. Like attracts like. Good thoughts attract good attractions, and bad thoughts attract bad attractions. Circumstances do not make the man, it reveals it unto himself. You can't control what you focus on and what you dwell on. If there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. The power of thought is the only thing over which any human being has complete and unquestionable means of control. You are the creator of your life, and whatever thoughts you consistently sow, you will also reap. Thoughts are the cause and the conditions are the effect. Law number 5, what do you want? If you don't know what you want, how will you ever recognize it when you have it? If you don't know what you want, you are likely to wind up getting nowhere very quickly. High achievers know exactly what they want and consistently move forward to achieve it. If you are unclear about what you want out of life, even if the opportunity arises, they will simply go unnoticed. If you are going to doubt something, doubt your limits. If you don't strive for the high things in life, you will settle for the low. Most people don't aim too high and miss. They aim too low and hit. The size of your goals will always determine the size of your results. Law number 6, operating your imagination. Imagination takes the invisible and makes it visible. You can't drive forward in life always looking in the rearview mirror. Anything that is continually repeated or imagined will eventually be accepted as your personal truth and reality. Your subconscious mind compels you to act and behave in alignment with your dominant reality. Whatever phrases you repeatedly speak or pictures that you imagined will eventually be imprinted in your subconscious mind and be accepted as truth and reality. Winners make the habit of manufacturing their positive expectations in advance of the event, expecting the very best to come out of their efforts, even though they have no information on which to base it. Law number 7, action, the winner's edge. Successful people are always willing to do the things that unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Action is what separates wishful thinkers from those who turn their ideas and goals into reality. Action separates achievers from non-achievers. Courage is not the absence of fear, it is the ability to feel the fear and do it anyway. You don't have to be great in order to start, but you have to start in order to be great. Once you know what you want, commit yourself to take action. Action leads to further motivation and desire. Law number 8, maintaining a winning perspective. Learning to master the art of interpretation and controlling your perceptions is a precious skill regardless of how difficult situations may be. Each adversity has the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. Whatever you focus on and the meaning you give it will determine your experience. It is often through pain and misfortune that we grow the most. It is never the events of our circumstances themselves that determine whether you are successful or defeated. More importantly, is how you perceive and respond to your challenges that makes the difference. Try to see each setback as a learning experience and a setback for a great comeback. Success is on the far side of failure. Things turn out best for those who make the best out of the way things turn out. Law number 9, creating your own success team. In order to get what you want, it is necessary to surround yourself with people who can help you get it. You will be the same person in 5 years that you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. Align yourself with people who are going in the same direction that you are or are doing better than you are, no matter how grim your world is. If you can read about the accomplishments of others, you can create the beliefs that will allow you to succeed. If you want to see your future, look at the people with whom you are spending most of your time with. Law number 10, the power of focus. Don't major in minor things. When all your resources are focused on a single purpose, only then will you have the combining power to get what you want. According to the 80-20 rule, 20% of your focus will yield 80% of your results. Spend more time engaging your areas of strength and not your weaknesses. Being a jack of all trades will make you a master of none. Wearing too many hats at a time can become an obstacle that keeps you from achieving your goals. Delegation is the first steps to liberation. Law number 11, creating a sense of urgency. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Make hay while the sun shines. Winter is always coming, then going, then coming back again and again. Do it now. N-O-W means no opportunity wasted. Time is a precious coin that once spent, you can never, ever get back. Law number 12, never give up. If you don't give up on your vision will not give up on you. Winning will always start with beginning. The only time the word success comes before the word work is in the English dictionary. Failure is only the end if you allow it to be. Quitting is not an option on the way to success. When you feel like quitting, remember why you started. When you are at the end of your rope, tie a knot and pull yourself up. Each act followed through carries with it the feedback that is necessary for further motivation to ultimately succeed. You don't want to coast unless you intend to go downhill. Law number 13, live with purpose. Without a purpose, you will meander aimlessly through life. High achievers strive to be the best that they can be. If you sit at the back of the bus too long, you will think that you belong there. Statistically, people who have a purpose in life live longer than people who have no purpose. The size of our vision is not as important as our belief in it and our commitment to it. Nothing is impossible as long as you believe and say to yourself every day that I'm possible. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a solid 5 for providing 13 laws that govern the performance of high achievers. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.greatnesswithin.com for more information. Please share this episode with someone that you care about, and if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.